This afternoon, the House unanimously passed the Cambodia Democracy Act that you that you introduced in January. So what is the hope for the future of democracy in Cambodia, sir?
Well, I think this is a step showing that America believes that the people of Cambodia should have democracy. And it's a step in the right direction to put pressure on the people that are denying them of that. And it's from Hun Sen on down to his army generals and, you know, the people that are blocking free speech in that country and fair and open elections.
Yes, sir. The bill also called for several sanctions, including asset and also visa restriction. But at the same time, Congressman, Cambodian officials have been trying to provide a different picture of Cambodia by meeting some lawmakers, including you in the past, if I remember correctly. But the bill, the passage of this bill speak louder. So what's your message for them, those people, sir?
Well, it's the same message we reiterated when we met with the Cambodian ambassadors and other people that have visited us, that, you know, we're going to stand on the side of freedom and liberty. And that's what Cambodia said they were going to do, and we're going to hold them accountable for that. Between us and the European Union, we account for about 65% of their trade, and we want to continue that. But we also want Cambodia to live up to the commitment they made, too. You know, Hun Sen... to have free and fair elections. And the last one was anything but a free and fair election.
Yes, sir. And the last year, the bill, it was called H.R. 5754, was also passed but was not considered by the Senate. So how can you ensure that this bill will also go to the Senate and pass?
Well, we ran out of time last year. That bill was going to come up, but we ran out of time. And we've got Senate co-leads on this bill, and this will be a good bill, and I think you'll see it pass this Congress.
Okay. And Congressman, Cambodian American will hold a protest at the Capitol Hill on Wednesday.
Right.
So what else do you think they should do in order to kind of speed up the process?
I think it's something they should voice their opinion. I think it's something they should let the people of Cambodia, mainly the leaders of Cambodia, that there's a large diaspora, not just here in America, but in South Korea, in England, Germany, and these people want freedom and liberty. That's a basic quality that all people want. They want to be self-determining and, you know, have a system that'll protect the individual rights.
And when do you expect that this bill will be sent to the Senate, sir?
Well, they're working on it in the Senate now. There's several senators that have this, and I can't tell you who they are right now. I think Cory Gardner is one that has it, and there's a lot of activity in the Senate in that, and I can report back on that later, but I can't tell you right now.
Last question, sir. Opposition leader Som Liang Si has decided to go back to Cambodia soon, probably in September, and some EU lawmakers have offered support by promising to accompany him to Cambodia. So what should the U.S. congressman do? Should observe or what role should be played, like you?
Oh, I'm just going to be supportive of him and wish him the best of luck. And again, this goes back to what Hun Sen did. He outlawed that opposition party because they were winning more seats than he felt comfortable with. And then he put those other people in jail, turned them loose, and then he banned them from politics for 5 years. And so for Sam Rainsy to step forward is a bold act. It's a very brave and courageous act, and I support him.
Will you consider accompanying him too, to go there with him?
You know, if I doubt I'll be there personally, but we'll be with him in our spirit.
Thank you, Congressman, for talking to VOA.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye, sir.